Hi, my name is Pat Westhoff, and I am the author of The Economics of Food, How Feeding and Fueling the Planet Affects Food Prices. Everyone eats, and billions of people make a living from jobs related to agriculture and food. So when food prices rise and fall, it has a tremendous effect on many people, and at least some effect on everyone. We've recently been through a period of wild swings in food prices. For example, corn prices tripled between the fall of 2005 and the summer of 2008. Food price inflation in this country reached 5.5% in 2008, and rates were even higher in many other countries. Then, with the onset of the global recession, prices for many food products collapsed in the fall of 2008. Food inflation fell to just 1.8% in 2009. What happened? What caused these wild swings in food prices? And perhaps more importantly, how and why will food prices rise and fall in the future? People have offered lots of competing explanations for the recent extreme volatility in food prices. A major argument of my book is that lots of factors caused food prices to rise and fall in recent years. It wasn't just a fluke of the weather, or the result of rapid economic growth in Asia, or a natural consequence of rising oil prices. It was all those things and more. Amazingly, almost all of the factors that pushed up food prices between 2005 and 2008 then reversed course and caused food prices to plummet in the final months of 2008 and into 2009. Let's talk about just one of the many factors that has affected food prices in recent years, production of ethanol and other biofuels. Biofuel production exploded between 2005 and 2008. When food prices increased at the same time, it kicked off a fierce debate. On one side were people who opposed biofuel production. They tried to frame the debate as one of food versus fuel. When more of the world's agricultural products were used to make ethanol and biodiesel, they argued, less was left to feed the people of this world. They argued that this was a major cause, even the major cause, of the run-up in food prices in 2007 and 2008. On the other side of the argument were biofuel supporters. They argued that farmers can and will produce enough to satisfy the world's demand for both food and fuel. They considered lots of other factors drove up food prices in recent years, and that biofuels were mostly a very small part of the story. An important purpose of the book is to give readers the information they need to make sense of this debate and others. In the case of biofuels, it turns out that both sides of the debate make important points, but that both sides also gloss over facts that do not go along with their view of the world. The book offers several simple rules of thumb to explain why food prices rise and fall. For example, one rule of thumb is that increases in biofuel production will tend to result in higher food prices. When more of the world's corn and sugar and vegetable oil is turned into ethanol and biodiesel, it does reduce the amount that's left to feed the world. That does indeed drive up food prices. But as the book makes clear, the full story is a little more complicated. In spite of a sharp increase in ethanol production in 2007 and 2008, the United States actually increased its exports of corn to the rest of the world during that period. If U.S. ethanol production were the only cause of high food prices, one would have expected the United States to export less corn, not more. Clearly, biofuels cannot explain everything that happened in food markets in recent years, and they won't be the only factor that determines food prices in the future. For example, an obvious but important point is that the weather affects food prices. A drought in Iowa or Argentina or China can affect the price of corn around the world. It turns out that unusual weather patterns had a lot to do with both the run-up in world grain prices from 2005 to 2008 and the sharp declines that have occurred since then. In the book, I try to examine all the major causes of recent food price swings. In the final chapter, I also talk about the factors that will affect the price of food in the future, not just the price of food this year or next, but the price of food in 2050. My hope is that readers of the book will come away with a better understanding of food markets, so they can make more informed decisions about the foods they buy, the investments they make, and the public policies they support. Again, my name is Pat Westhoff, and the title of my book is The Economics of Food, How Feeding and Fueling the Planet Affects Food Prices.